And so when we couldn't go and go just get stones off wall, we got in trouble then, mm-hmm. and going getting corn bags. And Charlie Clues always was a lovely, a fantastic person, my mum's cousin. And like he said, you can have them without if there's owl in, but if you know when he used to come round, if about it weren't enough with owls in, you see what rats are, I suppose, then like we got in trouble because we used to have to take them back. And we used to make little fires and sort of pretend boil eggs. I don't know what we did really, you know, we pretended we were doing all sorts of that type of thing, you know. Just making your own
food and stuff
like
that, yeah. Did you
have any old brooches? Oh yes, you know, we travelled all brooches. You could go anywhere then, you know, yes, all up there. And I know it was in Brian Ball's field. It was his granddad's field then. And they used the airbells up there, and I couldn't find any airbells on our field, so we always used to go into his field. Oh, and then another time, we were naughty. We went to the shop and we brought 5 woodbines and a packet and a box of matches. Well, we hadn't enough sense to go down, but we used to fetch cigarettes for Peter Brooks' dad, you know. We turned up that way, so they knew we were going smoking ourselves. We went up so she, you know, the old master, and she went up. It'd be Brian's mum, went and told her dad, so he was following us up. And we went in the barn, and there were some hay in this barn, if you remember. And we broke these and bottled it into. That's the only time I've ever smoked. And anyway, all of a sudden, we had lit a match and done. And you were coughing, and where you were broke off, you see, I mean, I remember getting this back in my mouth. Then we saw Mr. Hine coming. So we all had to run around mad, but we did get in trouble because we went and told Granny.
So how old were you then?
Oh, it should be 8, I think. Yeah. And that's the only time I've ever smoked.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you think back, you know, I'm just dropping match, you know, all the hay. Yeah. And then Courtney Bradley's went up there from, as long as from when I was 5, before, you know. And all, there was quite a lot of village children then.
Was this for this Christmas party?
Christmas party.
Did you go up there any other time?
But we had to go when, you know, in his ground. He did, because he knew us well, you see. And then sometimes he was sent down, they wanted a chicken, you know. So Mum would get it all dressed and we'd take it up there. And I know one time, he said, I'm going down. He said, jump in a car. I'll take you down, and I ran very little, and I was crying, and I said, no, we're not getting any motors. And Hilda says, come on, anyway, I was stupid and wouldn't get in, so, I mean, he left us, you know. But he was just so easy, same as I'm talking to you now, you know, what, you know, as we were older, that's when we used to see them.
And these parties, how many people used to go to those?
It's a guess between 12 and 20, something like that, you know, yeah.
And were these all the tenants? Were you a tenant of his, or...?
No.
It was just people in the area?
Just an area, and just giving all the village children a part. And there was the... Mrs. Parker lived, she finished up down in Needham, I think it was in the house. One house where we knocked down, you know, the bottom pub were knocked down, meant to when the rest of them were coming. Because Mrs. Park built 2 houses on extensions on the pub. And from there, she went living down there. And then she did live somewhere else in New York, I think it was, I don't know, maybe where June lives.
So what was she?
Like? Well, she was housekeeper for Courtney. And so, last she used to do all the jellies, and we used to go up to I could go up and see her, so I can always remember the jellies and all the fancy little cakes and that, you know. And then we played games and done presents for everybody, which I always had a doll, you know. And he dressed up, Courtney did, the Santa Claus. It was all so nice. And I mean, he believed in Santa Claus, it's important. And when they got second rate, you did well, you know, but I mean, because the bigger ones tell their
problems.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
There they got the yak and you just get out, and they got a big one. It's you know, if you want to move out with place, they can shift them. But once, if the dead meal is taken up on you, it's, you know, because of the big thing.